This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Again, greetings and welcome to our lesson today. We're glad you've tuned us in. Now, again, if you'd like to contact me, you can do that either through my website or through regular mail, and I'll give you those addresses at the close of the program. Remember, you can re-listen to this program on my website, and there's a weekly meditation there that I think you would find helpful as well. Now, this is Labor Day weekend, and so I'm going to break away from our biographies of prominent people in the Old Testament for a little while, and I'm going to think about the way Labor Day always affects me. If you go to a lake this time of the year, people will be closing up their cabins, and many people will be bringing in their boats. I know there's a lot of people that are able to enjoy the fall season on the lakes, but for the people who have families and the children have gone back to school, this is sort of the end of the summer season. This year we've watched the corn grow, and we know that the harvest is going to be a bountiful harvest unless something happens between now and the 1st of October. It looks like it's going to be a bountiful harvest. We've been blessed once again by the Lord, and people have had their enjoyment. We've had gospel meetings. We've had tent meetings. We've had camps where the gospel has been preached. We've had vacation Bible schools. We've had all kinds of activity with a desire to spread the gospel in a special way during the summer season. But now we've come to the end of that, and I have to, in a personal way, ask those of you who are listening to me, are you really saved? I realize that there's many of you who have the same yearning in your heart that I have. You have had a time in your life when, in simple trusting faith, you found out that your blessing, your redemption, your forgiveness, your salvation was in Christ, and you've trusted in the Lord who died to save you. You did that by believing the promises of Scripture. And now you're concerned, if you're like me, about others, and we look around us and we see all of the activity and all of the fun that we are involved in this life, all of the entertainment, even the spiritual entertainments that we are involved in this life. And it seems as though in the United States today, when it comes to spiritual things, if the word fun is not connected with it, people want no part of it. But yet when we think of the seriousness of the gospel, fun has no place in the gospel message, because the gospel message has joy for those who are saved. But we have to face the fact that for those who are not saved, whose sins are not forgiven, their end, their destiny is going to be terrible. And according to the Bible, they're going to be condemned forever. They're going to be separated from God. And when I come to the end of the summer season, I think of that verse in Jeremiah 8 and verse 20. The harvest is past. The summer is ended, and we are not saved. Many of us are saved, but for those of us who are saved, we're concerned about those who are not saved. And as we say often on this program, it isn't Christianity, it isn't churchianity, it isn't religion that we're dealing with. We're dealing with a personal relationship with the Lord. People have gotten all involved with politics because it's a strange season in the political area, and they think that voting for one party or the other is going to save this country. But I'm not concerned about saving this country. I'm concerned about saving the individual, because if we can convert the heart of an individual, if we can turn the heart of an individual to the Lord, then that person will make a difference in our country. So I am not one of those who believes that the political solution is the solution. I believe that the gospel is the solution, and the gospel starts with an individual relationship with God. We find out that people who are saved, yet saved one by one, they have to have a time of personally dealing with God about their sin. They need to be awakened, and then they need to find out that the work that saves has already been done, and they need to rest there. And it will give them peace. It'll give them the rest that they need. When we come to Labor Day, we're reminded that this society we live in believes in hard work and in striving and in all of those things that will help us to get ahead. But when it comes to our relationship with God, all that striving is necessary to find out that there's nothing we can do to be saved. And when we rest on the work of Christ, we get peace and we get true rest. And we have often quoted that verse in Matthew 11, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." But folks, the harvest is past. Again, we've gone through another season of opportunity. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Jeremiah was lamenting the fact that Israel was not saved, that in a physical way. He was lamenting the fact that the northern tribes had been taken into captivity, and it looked as though the southern tribes were going to go, the southern tribe of Judah and Benjamin were going to go into captivity. And even if they hadn't already gone, it would happen soon. And the people thought that God should reach down and save them from the Babylonians who were coming to take them, but they had turned to idols. They had chosen to serve idols in the time of prosperity during the summer season, and now that the fall was coming and winter was coming on, and that's, to me, the winter season speaks of the judgment of God. And when winter was coming on, they're saying the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. And friend, I have to ask you, if that describes you today, have you enjoyed your summer? I hope you have. But have you put fun ahead of your soul's salvation? It's not fun to think about the fact that when we meet God in our sins, it's going to be a terrible thing. But it is a joy to know that God did not come into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And so I'm thankful today that salvation is available. But I always think of a hymn that we used to sing after about this time of the year, after we would hold gospel meetings and tent meetings and do all the things, the activities that we should do during the summer. And the song went like this: "When the harvest is past and the summer is gone, and sermons and prayers shall be o'er, when the beam ceases to break on the blessed Lord's day morn, and Jesus invites thee no more. When the harvest is past and the summer is o'er, with the wheat or the tares, when the judgment appears, oh, which shall it be evermore?" And that song makes it clear that there are those who are saved, they're wheat, there's those who are lost, they are tares. Many of them look just like the wheat, but they are lost. They've never trusted in Christ. They may live good lives, they may live like Christians, they may do things better than Christians in many cases, but folks, it all, our relationship with the Lord and our trust in him is what makes the difference for eternity. And so with the wheat or the tares, when the judgment appears, oh, which shall it be evermore? Folks, we're either saved or we're lost. We're not kind of saved. We don't have to wait till we die to settle these issues, because the Lord says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." In John 5:24, the Lord emphasizes the fact. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not," notice, "shall not come into condemnation or judgment, but is passed from death unto life." There's a spiritual resurrection that takes place the moment we turn from all that we thought was right, and when we turn to the Lord Jesus and trust him. And folks, as I've said so many times, we're not ready to live until we're ready to die, and we're not ready to die until we have come to the Lord and trusted him for salvation, until we have believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, until we have repented and turned away from our own arguments with God to believe what God has said, because God has said that Christ did in fact die for the ungodly. He says, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commends, offers his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I believe that, and it gives me peace. I have ceased from my labors, and I've entered into rest. And just as we've come to the end of a summer season, which speaks to me of a period of opportunity, we need to make sure that we are ready to meet God. I hope we haven't spent so much time on the fun of the summer that we've forgotten our relationship with God. I look around in our own congregation and I see about a half of a congregation there most Sunday mornings. People are vacationing, they're fishing, they're doing things that are legitimately done with families, but they are not putting the Lord first. And folks, in order to be right with God, we're going to have to put the Lord first, because it's pretty easy to just fritter away opportunity and come to the end of a summer season and still not be saved. The Jews thought the Lord should reach down and save them, but they had turned away from the Lord, and now the Lord had turned away from them. And if you turn away from the Lord in the day that you're going to need him, the day when you're going to cross over in death, or when the Lord comes and when you need him, he's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you, you workers of iniquity. And they'll say, but we have eaten and drunk in your presence, we have taught in your streets. In your name we've done many wonderful works. But he'll call those works of iniquity, because they were works that they were offering God in place of the need that they had to have their sins forgiven. They were offering God their good works, and God was saying, but your sins need to be forgiven. And God was offering them Christ. And so when we do what we do in order to get into heaven, instead of doing what we do because the Lord has already purchased our ticket to heaven for us, God calls that a work of iniquity. We cannot do enough to please God, because we all have sin in our lives. And folks, we've come to the end of a summer season, and many of us are not saved. And if you're not saved, right now is the time to deal with this issue and to turn to the Lord in simple trusting faith and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that you might be saved. Don't let the things of life become so important and enjoyable and so important that you forget about your soul. The harvest is past. The summer is ended, and many of us are not saved. And folks, if that should be you, I just plead with you today to turn to the Lord. Trust him. Trust his word. Trust his work, his worth, and his word, and have the joy that comes and the peace that comes with believing. Now, our Heavenly Father, we just pray for thy blessing upon this program and upon those who have listened. We thank thee for thy love. We thank thee for thy salvation. We thank thee for the door that is still open. And we just commit the program to thee and our listeners to thee in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, our mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com. bdcministries.faithweb.com. And we do thank you for listening.